Some of YouTube's biggest stars say YouTube is bad for their health. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. If you are a creator on YouTube, you live and die by the algorithm. It's the invisible technology that recommends videos on the trending page or in search results or suggestions all across YouTube. Now, no one but YouTube knows exactly how the algorithm decides what to promote and what not to promote. The controversial process has at times promoted fake news and sensational or harmful content, and creators say it's burning them out.
You know, the thing about YouTube is, in all of its glory, it kind of is a machine, and it makes creators believe that we have to pump out content consistently, even at the cost of our life and our mental health and our happiness, because if you don't, then you'll become irrelevant.
That's Lily Singh, a hugely popular YouTube comedian who just announced she's taking a break from the platform. She's one of a string of creators leaving YouTube. Catherine Lowe is a visiting researcher in the informatics department at University of California, Irvine. She studies harassment and mental health in online communities. I asked her how the YouTube algorithm affects business for creators.
So if you can look at a YouTube creator's profile, you can look at their videos kind of in chronological order, and you might notice you'll have like 2 million, 3 million, 2 million, and then suddenly it'll be like 900,000. And you'll be like, what happened with that video? And, you know, sometimes YouTubers can figure out maybe something changed, you know, by sort of playing around with their analytics or, you know, analyzing, you know, what was different about their video. But much of the time they don't get a definitive answer.
I mean, I guess we should get really explicit here. You're saying if your video goes from 2 million to 900,000 and you don't necessarily know why, but what you do know is that when you got 900,000, you got less money. Right? Less ad revenue.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you become less appealing to advertisers or sponsorships some of the time if you can't guarantee numbers. And so YouTubers are balancing all of these very precarious factors. And then you have these other elements where, you know, we call it like emotional or affective labor, where YouTubers have to kind of change the way they act. And that doesn't seem like work or labor, but there's actually been a lot of research that the sort of labor of appearing a certain way actually takes on a kind of fatigue the same way like physical labor can.
Yeah. How serious is this problem, this sort of mental health problem? I mean, like, I have an 11-year-old who is dying to be a YouTube star, and I sort of feel about YouTube the same way I feel about letting him try out for football, where I'm just like, I don't want you to do this. I don't think it's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that YouTube is good for YouTubers much of the time. And I think that it's also important from the standpoint of what's happening to the viewers, because if somebody gets a lot more erratic, if they can't be as thoughtful in their content because they're, you know, having to meet the demands of posting frequently and maybe with not the appropriate support, then their content, you know, changes a lot, and I think can be less thoughtful or less of a good influence on the people who are watching. So I think that it doesn't just, you know, affect the creators, but it affects the entire culture around YouTube.
Catherine Lowe is a visiting researcher in the informatics department at the University of California, Irvine. YouTube told us in a comment that it wants creators to make videos in a, quote, healthy and sustainable way, and emphasized that its algorithm doesn't prioritize creators who post videos more often than others. The company has also posted videos on avoiding burnout on its creators' channel. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. But to do that, we need your help. And when you donate today, your gift will go twice as far, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Give online at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.